Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to my very special 100-to-1 celebration. It's supposed to be masturbation and celebration combined. So before I begin, I kind of want to preface, I want to preface my masturbation with a whole bunch of things, because that's how I roll. I'm kind of hoping that because you are subscribers to my subreddit, that hopefully means that you like hearing me ramble while I masturbate, and also just ramble in general, because I did the math, and counting down from 100 with saying, you know, people's names as well, even if I gave each person only 30 seconds, that would still be a 50-minute long audio, which is really long. So I'm a little concerned that this is going to go over an hour, and yeah, no one's going to listen to that. So, and also, like, is my vagina ready for that? So to answer that question, let me tell you what I did to prepare for this celebration. So I think I mentioned it in the thread, but I am currently ovulating. In fact, today is, according to my app anyways, today is actually my ovulation day. So it's like the most fertile day. Like, if you were to come inside me, I would probably get preggers. And it also means that I'm like unbelievably, insatiably, insanely horny. Thanks, biological imperative. So I was very, very horny all week leading up to this, and I was I was a bad girl on Wednesday. I think I must have, I don't know, made myself come like 4 or 5 times on Wednesday. And then when I woke up Thursday morning, my pussy was really sore. And I was like, oh, oops, I think I went a little too hard yesterday, like, just a little too much. Like, I spent the whole day masturbating and coming. So yesterday, being Thursday, I said to myself, okay, hands off all fucking day. And it was very, very difficult, but I managed to go the full day without touching my pussy, even though it was so fucking wet. So, like, all day, just naturally, that's just what happens when you're ovulating. Just wet for no reason, just ready, lubricated, ready for a cock, for entry. Okay, already rambling. So, it's now been, basically, I haven't touched myself since Wednesday, which a lot of people who go on these little, you know, nofap adventures are probably like laughing at me thinking, wow, that's not a long time at all. But for me, it's a long time. And as I said, I'm insanely horny. So I'm very, very, very ready for this. I am totally naked and lying on my bed with 3 toys next to me in preparation. So let me tell you what those are. We first have my magic wand, which is a Hitachi wannabe, and it's hopefully not going to be making its debut in this at all. I'd rather keep, because it's kind of loud, I'd rather keep that noise out of the audio if possible. But if for some reason I haven't come by, I don't know, let's say 25, then I'm going to break out the Hitachi. Or if I'm just getting really greedy and I want more orgasms, I might also decide to use the magic wand. And then I also have my trusty rabbit dildo vibrator. So that's the one I've used in other audios. And that would be my second go-to method. My primary source of pleasure for this audio is going to be a brand new toy that's making its debut today. I'm very excited, as you can tell. It is a glass dildo, and it is my very first glass dildo. I was lucky enough to be gifted one from a very, very sweet and generous Redditor who, thank you so much. I am just so excited to use it. It has not been inside me yet, so this is going to be my first time trying glass dildo penetration, and because I've heard and seen so many good things about it on GWA, I am thinking it's possible I could end up squirting, which is, it's pretty rare for me. Lately it's not, I wouldn't say it's quite as rare as it used to be, but like it's still rare, especially during masturbation. It would definitely be more likely during actual sex. So I'm even on a towel just in case I squirt. Needless to say, I'm excited about this, but I'm also nervous because like what I don't understand the appeal really of a normal 100-to-1 challenge. I don't find counting itself to be necessarily sexy when it's me doing it. I think I've heard other people count where I'm like, fuck yeah, I can get down with that. So, you know, maybe that's it. But I guess I should probably explain the variation on the rules. I believe, and honestly, I've never actually listened to a 100-to-1 challenge, so I could be completely wrong on this. I believe that a 100-to-1 challenge is when you start at 100 and then while you're counting down to 1, you're edging the whole time and you're not allowed to come until you get to 1. And if you do come before you get to 1, then I believe you have to go back to 100. Now, we can't do that for this because that would just take forever. Instead, my little twist, because I'm a very greedy girl, I'm not very good at denying myself or anyone really of orgasms. So my twist is going to be, I'm just going to see how many times I can orgasm while counting down to 100. So that's pretty much it. That's the big twist. So apologies if it's actually boring. I really hope it's not, but, yeah. And what else did I want to mention? Also, I want to mention, as many of you will know, sorry, I'm just putting my legs down because I've had them, like, ready to go. I was, like, sitting with my knees propped up and my legs, like, open. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyways, setup that I want to mention is, I tried, like, a bajillion different ways, but I ended up having my iPad on, it's like lying on my tummy basically, with the mic part pointing at my pussy. So I hope that that's going to make it so that you're able to hear the wet noises, because that's what I really want. And every other place that I tried to put the iPad, you couldn't hear the wet noises. So let's hope if I do squirt that it doesn't get all over my poor iPad. And just apologies in advance if I do start moving around. The recording device is on my stomach. So I can only stay still for so long. And I don't know how it's going to sound if I start, you know, thrusting my pelvic area up, which I probably will. So yes, just apologies in advance if there's any weird technical snafus. And then what I wanted to say is that anyone who's heard me before will probably know that I'm kind of prone to something that I've called this slutty amnesia. That's what I have deemed the term. Slutty amnesia for me occurs when I am so turned on, like to the point of like so close to orgasm, that I say things that I may not normally say or do if I wasn't in that headspace. So generally what happens is as soon as I come, like a second later, I'll go, oh shit, what did I just do? Or what did I just say? And it's kind of like, oh, ooh, I'm not saying I say things I don't mean, but I just get extra slutty. Let's put it that way. So I think that's why you guys like me, though. So I think it's okay. I probably didn't need to preface that, but I just wanted to mention it because that leads me to also wanting to say, you know, add a little disclaimer to this, which is that I don't have control over when I come. A lot of you are very well trained, and which is amazing, and I would like someone to train me to learn how to come on demand. That's one of my life goals, hopefully to be, you know, figure it out in the next year or so. But as it stands now, I don't come on demand. It's only recently even that when I do scripted audios, I've been able to actually come during the scripted audio. And that's because I've really like upped the filth factor of the audios that I've been doing. And that has allowed me to, you know, if because they're the actual topic is so filthy that it makes me come. So I'm able to come during those scripts, like at the moment where I'm supposed to come, because I'm already like so turned on at that point. But during this 100-to-1, I don't have any control over when I come. It's really going to be, you know, it's not so much what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm trying to say that it's not what I'm saying that's going to be an indicator of what makes me come, but that is not totally true. If I do start talking dirty, then it could be partially that, and then partially also how I'm making myself feel with my fingers and pussy and toys. And let's think of it more of like a lottery as to whose name I come on. Because if I could come 100 times for all of you, I would. I would love to do that. But just please know that I adore all of my amazing subscribers equally. And if I come on your name, that's amazing. But it's probably by chance. So I don't want anyone to think there's any like orgasmic favoritism. Ridiculous. Okay, I think that's all I needed to say. Also, I didn't quite get to 100. I think I ended up having, I don't know, it's 73 or 74 subscribers who wanted to take part. So I've had to kind of space out the names a little bit. If I had given you an actual number during, like in the comments, and told you what your number would be, I left your name where it was supposed to be. But if I didn't give you a number, I put you wherever I want, which I think you're okay with, right? You can let me put you wherever I want. Mm-hmm. And we have 4 girls taking part. So I'm going to be talking, for the most part, referring to cocks because, well, also I'm using glass dildo, so that's also going to really make me think of cocks. And all of you boys out there listening and getting your cocks ready to join in. But when I get to each of those girls' names, I will talk a little bit more about my bisexual fantasies, probably. So I don't think that you boys will mind if I deviate a little bit and give the girls, the 4 girls, a little bit more attention than the rest of you. I think you'll be okay with it. Okay, I'm getting so horny. I'm like really excited, and I don't know. Okay, I've decided I'm going to stop the recording now and then start a fresh recording for the actual countdown part. Thank you for listening to this intro if you did, and I'm scared to see how long it was because I'm thinking it was like 10 minutes that I've been talking for. Okay, see you soon in a moment.